State and Territory Education Ministers will meet in Sydney shortly to try to thrash out a deal on school funding. The government has come under fire for deciding to dump Labor's school funding model after 2014. New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania and South Australia insist that funding agreements for the next 6 years have already been signed and must be honoured. Indonesia has signalled it could take up to 1 year to restore relations with Australia. Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa says normal bilateral relations won't resume until a new protocol is signed. An Australian Greenpeace activist detained in Russia will walk from jail within days. 59-year-old Colin Russell is the last of the so-called Arctic 30 to be granted bail. He spent 71 days in a St. Petersburg jail. The Federal Treasurer has questioned whether taxpayers are prepared to pay to keep Qantas locally owned. Qantas argues it can't fairly compete against Virgin Australia because the Qantas Sale Act restricts foreign ownership. Joe Hockey says Australians need to be prepared to put public money into the airline if it's to remain the national carrier. The reporter who prompted the Royal Commission into child sex abuse has won Australia's highest journalism honour, the Gold Walkley. Joanne McCarthy from the Newcastle Herald revealed the extent of child sexual abuse by Catholic clergy in the Hunter Valley. The ABC has taken out 7 categories.